Okay, so we're learning Mesilas Yesharim, and the fifth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim deals with the importance of being careful and what stops a person from being careful, especially the challenge of, you know, influences, social influences. The sixth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim moves from sort of lo sase to ase. Being careful in a certain way is like not to do a sin. And ase is to run around to do mitzvos. So Mesilas Yesharim says, achri azihirus, after being careful, we then move on to the next level, which is rizus, which is to run to do mitzvos. It says the Mesilas Yesharim that the Gemara says in Psachim, Zrizim makdimin lemitzvos. The Zrizim, those who are energetic, those who are passionate, they rush to do mitzvos first. And explains Mesilas Yesharim, there are so many evil urges pulling us to do this wrong and do that wrong. We have to be careful not to do them wrong. But one of the biggest evil urges is to just get us to be lazy. If we're lazy, we're not rushing to do mitzvos. And then we lose a tremendous amount of mitzvos that are available in front of a person. And it's human nature to be lazy. Because in the Torah we read that Adam was made out of dirt. The nature of dirt is that dirt doesn't move. So the very core of the human body is to be slothful, and slow, and not energetic. And so it's not so hard for the Yetzer Hara, for the evil urge, to trigger that. Be lazy. You know, delay, procrastinate, don't do it, don't engage. And then we lose mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah. That's what we have, for example, in Pirkei Avos. It says, Heve az kinamer, be strong, brazen, like a panther. Kal kanesher, as light as an eagle. Ratz katzvi, running like a deer. Gibor ka'ari, mighty like a lion. Lasos v'tzon avicha shebashamayim. These are all images of enormous passion. An effort, you know, an eagle is not flying slow. A lion is not a little bit of strength. Gibor Ka'ari, we have to put in tremendous effort, tremendous excitement and passion to run to do mitzvos. For example, the Gemara says that Torah needs chizuk, it needs encouragement, it needs passion. That's why Hashem tells Yoshua, Rak chazak ve'ematz, be strong, be brave, don't stop learning, learn v'agisabo yom v'alayla, learn day and night, because if we don't put in the passion before we know it, we forget it all. That's what we have in Mishle. Shlomo HaMelech says, Ma'at Sheina, just a little bit of sleep, matchnos, matchnumos, a little bit of a nap, mat chibuk yadayim lishkav, a little bit of putting my hands next to each other, you know, crossing my arms. I don't want to have them out there active. I want to lay down a little bit. Uva kemahalech roshecha u'machasrecha ki ish magain. And Shlomo Melech says, you know, I'll stay atzel avarti. I went by the field of the lazy person. Al kerem adam chasar lev. I walked by the vineyard of the man who had no insight. And what was it like? Hine ala kulo kim shonim. The whole field is filled with weeds. The whole vineyard is thorns. Because he was lazy. Right? The b'shiflus yadayim Yidlov bias, Shlomo says, with the hands getting weak, the house starts to leak. This is a problem with the roof, and the guy's lazy. So, you know, I'll call next week. Before you know it, there's the leek. You walk by the field where the weeds are growing, because why? He's lazy. He doesn't want to go do. So that's true in the physical world. And we're naturally lazy. We're made from the earth. Certainly it's true in the spiritual realm. There's so many mitzvahs to do. And by nature we're lazy. So the evil urge, he tries to get us to be more lazy. And then before we know it, we lose out. So the first thing we learned was zehirus. You have to be careful. All the details matter. There's a lot to do. But after all the details matter, we have to wake up every morning and say, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos have got a lot to do. I want to be like a lion today. I want to be like an eagle. I want to go and achieve and accomplish. Because if I'm going to be lazy, you know, on its own, things are going to go haywire. And very quickly, they're going to go haywire. And there's a tremendous desire to be lazy. So we have to wake up and say, I'm not going to be lazy. I have a teacher of Matzel Zilber, the Stachina Rebbe, and he's given a lot of classes on Mesilas Yesharim. So on this chapter, chapter 6 of Mesilas Yesharim, he thinks that really there are multiple levels of what Mesilas Yesharim is referring to. One level, Mesilas Yesharim is referring to simple laziness. You know, I could go learn Torah. No, I'll just, you know, be lazy. I'll just let it go. Tomorrow I'll start. Things like that. But there's another level of laziness also. Sometimes a person is busy, and that's also laziness. Because he's not really engaged. He's just going through motions. So there's no real emphasis. There's no real energy. It's just, you know, going through the motions. That's also a form of laziness. You know, going through my motions, what Mesilas Yesharim begins with, you know, the unexamined life, the life of just the routine, mitzvah sanasha melumadza, the way people act because of their habit. And that's also a form of laziness. And in a certain way, that's an even worse laziness. Because here a person says, I'm doing, but I'm really not doing, because I'm just going through the motions, and I'm not really engaged fully. So think about sometimes as a person gets older, you see that as people get older, unfortunately, they don't take care of themselves the same way. Sometimes the pants are falling, and they're not bathing as often, and they're not. It's harder. It takes more effort, and sometimes they start to let go of that effort to take care. So we have to take a sort of a Musar lesson from it. The human being, by nature, we're going to sink. And we have to put in effort to say, you know what, I'm going to conquer, I'm going to rule, I'm going to be active, I'm going to guide myself, take advantage of all the mitzvahs that I can do, and do all of those mitzvahs. And you know, we can take a lesson from the evil urge. The evil urge is an angel. So he never stops. Like, it's not enough for him that he gets one Avera. He always tries to get more Avera. So the example that my Rebbe gave is the guys who talk in shul. Like in every shul, there are people who talk. So here's a chance to daven to Hashem. It's also insensitive to other people. But they're always going to be, unfortunately, in many, many shuls, there are people talking in shul. Typically, the guys talking in shul, they're all the way in the back. They're all the way in the back. It's like that all over the place. They walk in right by the door, right by the door, they're talking. So the truth is, you're not supposed to stand right by the door. The Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, Le'olam Yikanes Adam Shnei Psachim. When you walk into a shul, you should go at least two entrances into the shul. Kabbalistically, that represents the two attributes, the attribute of emunah, faith in God, the attribute of purity, holiness. So you have to go through two gates. You have to have faith in God and also work on being a pure person. And that, then you approach God. Then you attach to God. So there's a halach. You're supposed to walk in. So here's the evil urge. Not only does he get people to talk, which is one avera, but he says, once you're talking, do another avera too. Don't walk into the shul much. Just stand by the door. Stand all the way in the back. Do another avera also. Because the evil urge, he's never giving up. Like he's always looking for more and more. So we should learn a lesson from him. He's always looking for more and more. So we should look for more and more. We should say, you know, if I do a certain mitzvah, let me do more. Let me take on another mitzvah. There are always opportunities. You know, here's a chance I could do a chesed for someone. Someone maybe is new in shul. I can go over and say hello to him, maybe make him feel more comfortable. There's a chance, you know, to help somebody. There are always opportunities to do more things. I have some free time. You know, I learned in the morning, maybe take that as a sefer, learn another paragraph, learn something more. We can grab more and more mitzvos. The evil urge is grabbing more and more sins. He's never letting up. So we should learn from him. We should also never let up. And that's the theme of this chapter. The theme of Zrizus is to have a passion, to run and to do. And that takes effort. It takes effort to think about how do I engage, how do I do, and to focus clearly on those things that are meaningful to do, to grab the mitzvos and to fulfill them as much as we can, because if we don't take advantage and push ourselves to do more and more, the human nature of being lazy asserts itself. And there's a tremendous amount of laziness all over the place. So that's why Mesilas Yesharim says, the verse says in Koheles, "Uporetz geder yishachenu nachash." A person who breaks open the fences, then he lets in the snakes, and the snakes, unfortunately, might bite him. In other words, the nature of a lazy person is that he doesn't see right away the damage, but little by little, without noticing, you know, he let go of this, and he lets go of that, and lets go of the next thing, and before he knows it, he finds himself stuck and being bitten by the snakes and being falling down from level to level. And therefore, says Mesilas Yesharim, we should push ourselves to be running, to learn, and to learn well, and to understand well. Because if we don't put in the effort to learn Torah, and to try to understand the Torah, and to teach the Torah, and to truly grasp the Torah, with laziness, we eventually get to a level where we distort Torah. We take ideas, we say it means this. It doesn't mean that at all, but we were too lazy to work through to get to the real meaning. And that becomes a terrible challenge. If a person doesn't understand Torah and he doesn't learn Torah, so then it gets into all sorts of other unfortunate things. He starts to violate the laws. And so Shlomo HaMelech told us, I need to apply my heart. We need to realize that laziness is a terrible poison. And we should wake up in the morning and say, I want to be passionate. I want to do, and I want to fulfill as many mitzvahs as possible. And when we're running out there to fulfill as many mitzvahs as possible, we should also try to make sure that the mitzvahs that we do it with thought. Not just, okay, this is my habit, I'm stuck in my routine, but how do I really engage? How am I really invested in this mitzvah? Am I really learning? Am I really learning the main things? Am I doing it the right way? Am I applying myself? Through Zerizos, through that passion, we are actually accomplishing the goal of why we were created. Rav Huttner suggests, and I think I've quoted it earlier, that Zrizus has a very deep idea. Passion and engagement and being invested and putting effort. There's something very deep about it. Before we heard this idea of Rav Huttner, we would have thought that it's good to do a mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is. Let's say the mitzvah is to learn Torah. It's good to come learn Torah, be excited about it, that's good. And if I'm not excited about it and I just do it, so I did the mitzvah of Torah, I'm missing out Zrizus. It's like I'm missing out on Hiddur mitzvah, on beautifying the mitzvah. But we wouldn't normally think that passion is intrinsic to the nature of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. And there's an added thing. It's nice if it's done with passion. But here we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." Watch the matzah, which means that you have to be very energetic when you do the matzah. You can't let the dough sit. You're always working the dough, and everything is rushed and it's quick. You know, we probably bake a matzah from flour hitting water till coming out of the oven in about 3 minutes. You have 18 minutes here. We do it in about 3 minutes. We have multiple runs within the 18 minutes. There's tremendous passion. And the Gemara says, You don't want to let the mitzvah, we don't want the matzah to become chametz. We don't want to leave it and let it become ruined, become chametz, become fermented and no longer kosher. Says the Midrash, don't read u'shmartem es hamatzos, read it u'shmartem es hamitzvos. You have to keep mitzvos, don't let mitzvos become chametz. Zrizin makdim le mitzvos. It means you have to rush to do mitzvos. The same passion you have when you bake matzos, you rush to do mitzvos. So Rav Huttner says, one second. If I don't have passion in the matzah, it's not a kosher matzah anymore. It's chametz. If I didn't have passion in my mitzvah, I still did the mitzvah. I just didn't have passion. But apparently, no. If there is a linkage and it's lined up, you have to have the passion for mitzvos the way you have passion for matzos. Without passion in the matzah is chametz. It's not a matzah anymore. Without passion in the mitzvah, to some degree, it's not a full mitzvah. So how's it not a full mitzvah? So Rav Huttner says that this is based on the Maharal. The Maharal teaches that when we go into redemption, we always rush. That's why the final redemption, it says, Be'ita, at its time, Achishena, I will hurry it. That at the final redemption, there'll be a rush. When it was time to leave Egypt, it's Bibehala, we rushed out of Egypt, Bechipazon, with a tremendous rush. Why do we have to rush when we have redemption? It's time to leave. Let's leave leisurely. So the Maharal says, being leisurely, being slow, being lazy, that's physical. The soul is above time. Time is something created within the natural order. That which is above time is also not slow. It's very fast because it's above time. There were some Hasidic Rebbes, they used to daven very fast. My family comes from Belzer Hasidim. So my great-grandfather was a passionate devotee of Reb Aaron Rokeach, the Belzer Rebbe, who was miraculously saved during the Holocaust. He, you know, was one of the big tzaddikim after the war in Israel. Rav Aaron Rokeach, I saw this in the book of the Klosenberger Rebbe. The Klosenberger Rebbe says he was in Belz at Rav Aaron Rokeach's shul. He said they started mincha 70 minutes after the sun went down. They started mincha 70 minutes after the sun went down, and they finished it with a full repetition of the Amida before Rabbeinu Tam's stars coming out, which is 72 minutes. So the entire mincha, with the full repetition of the Amida, was in less than 2 minutes. And he started it literally at like the last second, right? Because like once the stars are out, you can't have a mincha anymore. He started mincha when it was like minutes before the stars coming out. It was so fast, it was finished before the stars came out. So what's pshat in that? Why like rush through mincha? And the whole thing, like to daven earlier. But what's going on is that the Belzer Rebbe, he would prepare an enormous amount before he would daven. Before he would daven, he felt, I'm talking to the Almighty, who's infinite. I have to feel that this is God. There were times that he would go through 8 mesechtas before he felt God enough to be able to daven. He would stand with a Gemara, just go through page after page after page. He was very, very fast mind. He'd go through pages and pages and pages, 8 mesechtas, and then he felt it, then he would daven. He would prepare tremendously for davening. Even when you read the book of how he escaped during the war, even when he was running, you know, and they had all sorts of deadlines to get out of this place, to get to the smuggler, he'd spend hours and hours davening. Hours and hours davening. And his whole davening was like in a trance. Like, till he got there, tremendous amount of preparation, and he'd be in this trance, and then when he was in the trance, it was extremely fast. Because it was like he had to get to a certain level of soul, but once it was soul, wow, it's above time. It's very fast. It's Like within a minute and a half, the whole thing was extremely fast. But till he got there, it took hours and hours to get out of the physicality. He prepared and prepared and prepared. He went to the mikvah and he learned and all sorts of things. And then when he felt it, it was unbelievably fast. It was extremely quick. Because that's what the Maharal says, that the level of soul is above the body. The body is within time. The body is deliberate. The world, when it was created, God made time too. Time was the first thing God created. So to be under time, slow and deliberate, that's physical. So a mitzvah done with passion is a mitzvah done with soul. So a mitzvah done with soul is a qualitatively different mitzvah than a mitzvah that's not done with soul. And so that's what Rav Huttner suggests. That's why the same way matzahs are different when there's passion. If there's no passion, it's chametz and it's not even kosher. A mitzvah is different when there's passion, when there's rizus, when there's excitement. And so that's what Maseil Sesharim is telling us. After zehirus, after being careful, the next step is rizus, that we should go out every day with a passion to try to grab as many mitzvahs as we can, to fulfill them with as much initiative and as much investment as we can, to put soul into them. And that's the next step in growing and getting closer to Hashem. Thank you, guys. Tzitzkula mitzvos.